Today's podcast is simply called You Matter. Since my readers and followers consist primarily of people who have survived narcissistic abuse as I have, I naturally try to provide information to help either in dealing with narcissists, going no contact, or healing from narcissistic abuse. Simple encouragement, however, doesn't happen all that often, and that's wrong on my part. Everyone needs encouragement sometimes, and that's what I want to do today, encourage you. Victims of narcissistic abuse usually don't realize their true worth and value. How could they when narcissists do their level best to make sure their victim's self-esteem is utterly destroyed? When a narcissist reminds you constantly about all your faults, even ones you really don't have, maintaining any sense of self-esteem is nearly impossible. So today, I just want you to know that no matter what a narcissist has told you, you matter. You may think God made mistakes when he made you, but he certainly didn't. He made you as he did for valid reasons. Ephesians 2:10 in the Good News Bible says, God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. And Psalm 139:16 says, You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. Clearly, God knew what he was doing when he made you. So obviously, you mean so much to him. You may think no one would notice if you just disappeared from the lives of people you love, but that isn't true. They would miss you and be devastated if you were no longer a part of their lives. You fill a special place in their lives that no one else but you could ever fill. You matter a great deal to them. You may think the man or woman you love needs you to be low maintenance, to avoid bothering this person with your needs, wants, or feelings, but that's not true. Someone who truly loves you wants to know all about your needs, wants, and feelings. And believe it or not, they'll be happy to do things for you. This person is with you because they don't love anyone like they love you, and they want to share their life with you. You matter so much to this person. If you have children, you are of the utmost importance to them. Children love their parents automatically. I'm sure you've made mistakes raising your children and think that makes you an awful parent, but you're wrong. All parents make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with that so long as you apologize and make things right to the best of your ability. You taking care of your children, showing them love, and protecting them makes you a wonderful parent, and your children love you. You matter more to them than you realize. If you have pets, I can promise you matter a great deal to your pets, too. Animals may offer unconditional love, but even so, they aren't happy with people who dislike them or mistreat them. If your pet greets you when you come home, snuggles up to you while you watch TV or sleep, or just generally wants to be in your space, those are just some of the signs that you matter a great deal to your baby. Today, just remember that no matter what any terrible, cruel narcissist has said, you matter. You matter much more than you know to those people in your life. You aren't whatever the narcissist told you that you were. They only said such things as a way to hurt you. In fact, what narcissists criticize most is what they are the most envious of in their victims. They criticize those things to make their victims feel those special things about them aren't really special, not because they mean what they're saying. They know that they are lying, even though they won't admit it. Just remember that and give their lies no credibility. Starting today, please remind yourself often that you matter, because you truly do matter. And while you're at it, ask God to show you that you matter. He'll be more than happy to do so. Thank you for listening to my podcast.